You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the local performing arts scene. So we're joined, as usual, by local writer and reviewer from A2ArtsAttic.com, Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And also joining us from Ann Arbor's resident professional theater, Nova, an artistic director and appearing in their latest production, Diane Hill. Welcome, Diane.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
And that production is The Stone Witch.
That's right.
And tell us a little bit first about Theater Nova.
Theater Nova, the main thing about us is that we like to do new works, and our mission is actually to raise awareness of the value and excitement of new plays and playwrights. And this year, we have seven shows up. Of the seven, five are Michigan premieres and two are world premieres.
So what was it about The Stone Witch as one of many new scripts that I'm sure you considered that you wanted to include it in the season? What excited you about it?
Well, this is kind of a weird answer, but one of my old stage managers is living in New York right now, and she wrote to me and said, I just saw this show called The Stone Witch, and one of the characters reminded me of you.
Oh.
So I'm actually playing Claire, an editor who has been trying to get a book out of this world-renowned children's book writer for 12 years.
Now, is that book writer modeled on anyone? I mean, I must say, reading the description, I thought of Maurice Sendak.
Exactly. That's who Nancy Kammer thought we were modeling him on. But Someone else also brought up Shel Silverstein.
And the basic story is a younger writer is kind of hired to move things along
exactly.
And try and get this book out of
him. He's just hired for Simon to bounce ideas off of, but Simon has gone a little wacky. You know, he's fighting those demons of the pressure of creating.
So tell us a little more about your character. You're kind of trying to get things to happen.
Yes, I'm a New York editor. I really want to get this book, but I've been waiting for it for 12 years. And although I do have empathy for Simon, I need that book.
Yeah.
Is there humor?
Oh, yes. There is light humor. What's really lovely about this story is the story of these two, a younger man and an older man, two artists who become friends in an unlikely friendship and help each other.
Now, we were talking before recording that you are one of three artistic directors there at Theater Nova. Tell me a little bit about who the others are and how that kind of works as working as a team.
Well, the other two are David Wolber and Carla Millark. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they worked together quite a bit at the Performance Network.
Right.
And the three of us just change hats. What we do is with each production, we decide who will be the artistic director for that particular show. Mm-hmm. And then we each have our own duties in terms of running the theater.
But are you directing this one at all?
No, okay. I'm not directing it. Nancy Kammer is an outside director that we have brought in. She's a wonderful artist, and she's done a beautiful job with the show.
It's showing now?
Yes. We opened on October 19th, and it shows all the way through November 11th. We have performances on Thursday through Saturday nights at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m.
Is The Stone Witch the book that's supposed to be
yes.
written?
No, not actually. That's the book that the young man has been trying to write. But he has a full-time job. He teaches ESL during the day because he has no money. So he's been struggling with his own book for a long time. But the title starts to play into the whole, you know, what Simon is trying to write as well.
Well, we don't want to give it all away.
No.
We want you to go
see. No spoilers here,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, The Stone Witch, Theater Nova. Thank you so much, Diane Hill, appearing in that. You can say you heard her here first and then go see her in the show. We'll put links to where and how and all the information on our webpage as well.
Thank you so much.
Lots going on, Jen, including right here at Eastern Michigan University. We have some theater
yes.
or a theater-related performance.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of neat events going on. Lisa Krohn, who has ties to the Lansing area, but who is best known as the lyricist assist for Fun Home and won a Tony for that. She will be here as part of the 31st Annual Jewish Book and Arts Festival, and so there'll be an onstage interview with EMU professor Jessica Alexander, and that'll take place November 1st at 7:30 at the EMU Student Center Auditorium.
Jackie on stage,
yep.
as she is known here around Eastern Michigan University. Everyone's favorite, Hello Dolly?
Yes, that is going to be at Encore Musical Theater in Dexter starting November 15th. So that's obviously just had a big revival that's still going on in New York, and it's kind of having a revival, I think, on a bigger scale across the country right now. So they're putting on their Hello Dolly.
One of my favorites from Modern Family, and you might also know him from Pitch Perfect. He's done a lot of other things. Adam Devine is coming to Ann Arbor.
He is. He's bringing his stand-up comedy.
I didn't know he did stand-up comedy.
I wasn't totally aware of that either, but he's coming to the Michigan Theater, and that's happening November 5th at 8 p.m.
In case you watch Modern Family, he's Andy, and I'm still pulling for them to
get
back together. So that'll be fun to see. And then Whose Line Is It? Who's Live Anyway?
Right.
Tell me about that.
It's a play on Whose Line It Is It Anyway. There's a reason it was hard to say.
Yeah, right.
Is because you have Ryan Stiles, who was like the mainstay of that show for years and years, as well as Greg Proops, who was another regular, Jeff Davis, and Joel Murray, who is Bill Murray's younger brother. And they will be doing improv games for about 90 minutes at the Michigan Theater on October 29th.
That'll be fun.
Yep.
And we've got the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra.
They have two concerts coming up, one this weekend on Saturday at the Michigan Theater will be Mahler's Symphony No. 9 in D major, and then they'll have a concert featuring the Four Seasons on Saturday, November 10th.
Well, that'll be good. One of my favorites.
Yep.
And something else coming up called Iron and Wine, and that is typically what I do on a Saturday night. I think it refers to something else.
It does.
Oh,
Iron and
good.
Wine
is a
musician who he has headlined the Folk Festival a couple of times, so he's got a really big following around here.
Yeah.
He was actually a film professor, I just learned recently, before kind of dedicating himself to music full time. So an interesting guy, great music, and he'll be at the Michigan Theater on November 2nd.
And UMS is bringing Audra McDonald in.
They are. And she is just amazing to see on stage. I have to say, like, the most.
You've seen her?
I have.
I kind of really want to go see that.
And
yeah.
It's just someone who was born to be on stage. Mm. And when you see her, she's just at home. She just owns
it. Does she sing? Does she talk to you?
Yeah, she sings a lot, but she also, there's a good bit of audience interaction as well. And like I said, it's just a really great show whenever she's in town. So November 17th. At Hill Auditorium is when Audra McDonald will be here.
And a couple of authors?
Susan Orlean, who many people know from her writings in the New Yorker magazines. She's written books, one that was made into a movie called The Orchid Thief, as well as a book about Rin Tin Tin. Now she's got one called The Library Book, about a L.A. Central Library fire that happened in 1986. Mm. And so she'll be coming to the Ann Arbor District Library downtown branch at 7 o'clock on November 8th.
We have Jen McKee here, who recently met and wrote an article about Alec Baldwin, who is in town. Can you just tell us a little bit, how was he?
I did. He seemed very happy and at peace, and it just was, you know, joyously waving and saying hello to his kids. He has four kids under six with his new wife. Yeah, and they've got four kids under six, and he was just kind of like beaming and saying hello on his phone and just, you know, very excitedly talking about them. And so he's really enjoying fatherhood, you know, at this late stage of life, like kind of having a do-over in that sense. And and he was very smart and nice and interesting. So it was a fun occasion. I'm so glad I got to do it.
Jen McKee got the one and only interview with Alec Baldwin when he was in town. So we'll put a link to that, too, so you can read it. Jen, thank you as always. And Diane Hill from Theater Nova, thank you as well for joining us on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
I really appreciate being here. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa.